Southwest Nebraska Freedom Fest coming up in 2 days on Thursday. Here to talk about it, the one and only Mr. Jamie Mockery. It's been a while since you've been in studio, big guy.
I know. It's been something. It's been people here doing it, so I haven't had to be in. But here I am, and we're excited. It's almost here. It's July 1st, so definitely time to think about Freedom Festival. Super excited. Our sponsors are just out of this world. You know, we get a ton of sponsors for this. That's the only way it can happen. And we just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has donated. We get a lot of just individual people who are like, hey, we love having fireworks in our community, so here's a little bit. And then we have the businesses who really support us because they know that their employees and their customers are all out enjoying this event also. So big shout out to all of them, and thank you. And then the volunteers, it's a huge thing that we do all off of volunteers. There's about 240 to 280 volunteer hours that happen within this week. That's none of the preparation. That's just this week that happened to make this happen. So big shout out to everybody who's helping us. If that's something you'd like to help with, we could find a spot for you. We try to do it in about an hour to an hour and a half shifts and things like that. So, yeah, volunteers, it's going to be a fantastic night. Weather looks great. Thanks, Rich, for holding, it looks like you're holding the storms away from us, so we're going to go for that.
See, I'm going to get a phone call Thursday night if a storm rolls in. Thanks, Rich. Nice going.
No, it's what happens when you have an outdoor event. You just never know. Looks like it's going to be great weather. We have lots of food trucks, all of the bounce houses, some new games coming this year, so should be a fun time. The Midway, it will be from 6 to 9. 9 o'clock start Switchback live band in the grandstands, and they'll play until 10, and then 10 or a few minutes after, once it gets good and dark, will be the fireworks show. So come on out. We see a lot of people, and you know, we'll have the big tent on the Midway to be able to sit in out of the sun, so there'll be some shade with the picnic tables and things like that. So come on out. Enjoy this free event. Everything's free except for the food. You have to buy your food. So that's all going on. And then we also want to say, talk a little bit about a wooden flag that Josh Cherry's made. It hangs on the wall. It's a really cool piece. It's on display down at Ember's Bakery downtown right now. We're selling raffle tickets for that at $10 a piece. Then we'll do a drawing. And the funds for that flag, we talked to Coach Chief Harpum and some other guys, and we always donate something to either the city, the first responders, or something. And this year, they're trying to cover the cost for two grave markers for two veterans that don't have a monument. So the proceeds from this flag is going to go to help for those costs. So if you're interested in that, we have them at the bakery from now until the event. And then Thursday night, they'll be at the hospitality booth. That you can buy a raffle ticket there, too.
But plenty of things to keep you busy. You mentioned Switchback with John Reiners.
John Reiners, yeah.
Then a little country rock music, and that'll be a great band to have there.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They were with us last year, and we had rain last year. Actually, I think we had a small flood down the Midway last year.
Yeah, thank goodness, thanks to Giles and those guys, they hooked you up in the Kiplinger.
Holy cow, they're like, it's rain, we can get you in the Kiplinger. And like, for us, it felt like in minutes. They had it ready to go for us. Like, they were amazing, and they kind of are on standby this year, always just in case. Because of that situation, they didn't get the crowd for the band and things like that. So we're like, hey, let's have them back because their music was amazing. So we really want to get people to see them. And so they'll be back this year. And the firework display, it's going to be as good as last year, better. We put as much as last year into it. Those wonderful tariffs did up our cost a little bit. So thank you to our sponsors to help cover kind of that, because we did have to kind of work some things out. But you know, the cost of stuff goes up. So each year we're like, oh, we hate to ask for more money, but we're not making anything off this. It's strictly all goes right back into the event. So yeah, awesome event, 6 to dark.
Exactly right. And you said, touched on, but number of food vendors.
So I think right now we have 9 vendors there. Some of the favorites, you know, there'll be good barbecue. There's a place going to do barbecue or nachos, meat nachos. So you can have big nachos with different flavors. Ember's is going to be there with beer rocks and a donut hole nacho. The Scoop's going to be there. Sweet Ember's is going to be there. Poppin' on the Bricks is going to be there. Piggly Wiggly. Pocock.
It's Fast Eddie's.
Fast Eddie's. Blaine, yeah. Yep. Fatty McGill's. So, yeah, lots of varieties. So, should be a great time. Come out. You know, the great thing about this event is you get to come and go. If you just want to come get supper and go home and sit in the cool, we're cool with that, too. So, mm-hmm. Just come out and support the event at the fairgrounds in the Midway. There'll be lots of people, so come out and see us.
How many years now for this Freedom Fest?
Oh, thanks. I think.
I'm trying to think. Five or six?
I think this is our sixth year. Okay. I think. Oh, Tasty's going to, because we get after me, because I know we've had this conversation, but I think this is our sixth year. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it started out kind of small in the church parking lot, and it immediately outgrew, and we had to go to the fairgrounds, which is a great place. And, yeah, kudos to Giles and his staff, because they have everything ready for us. Ravenswood Electric always has the electricity ready for us. So it's just a great community event that everyone works together to make this happen. So we're very thankful.
And it's always July 3rd. You always have it before all the other 4th of July activities going.
Yeah, we do July 3rd. It's just an easier to say it's this date to then try to rotate the date. So we've always said July 3rd. And that we know, and we're sorry, we know Indianola does do some fireworks that night also. Culbertson's the day after. Like, it's on the 4th. So we just had to kind of pick a day and say this is our night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just did July 3rd, and here we go. Another year. It'll be great. We had a great committee. Pat and Tacey Favre, myself, Rick Luce, Brian Loker, Ayla Smith, Lizanne Miller, Jenna Gillen. And I think I'm forgetting some, but that's the ones that came off the top of my head. So they worked hard. We start working on this in January, and 6 months later, here we go.
Gonna be a great time. 6 o'clock start time at the fairgrounds.
6 o'clock, 6 to 9 on the Midway, band at 9 to 10, and fireworks at 10.
Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Good to see you as always.
Thanks, Jamie.